Then the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have chosen Bezaleel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills." Verse 1. Now, when you catch the Moses, say, My pal. Can you wait? My pal, Bezaleel, ah, oye, Uri, Baberima, na oye, Hur, Nena, ah, ofri, Judah, Ebusiemono. Di onyankopo, hohom, nyansa, ntiasie, nimdie, nene pa ahudwenyina, ashenoma. Kase ashenoma. Entwaso. To make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze. Say, onfanye sika, jite ne kombre inye ne ahodwo. And to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of crafts. And to us, biyo may ye. Ahisamak ba Oholiab a ofri dan ebusiemu se onye ne boafo. May ni say any day? You are not here. May ni say any day? Enwechi no mama ejumayefo no nyina nimdie. Wan ema won nimdie no. God gave them ability to all the skilled workers. He gave ability to all the skilled workers to make everything I have commanded you. Mama, knowledge that is ordinary. Any own knowledge I am normal. Any own knowledge I am sonko. Amen. Mama oni mi yes sonko b. Seni ebeya obetu mi edi jumen biara machine se munino. The purpose of the anointing. Let me chire enone. The purpose of the anointing. The purpose. Engo sano adintina unyamesa nipa engo. The purpose of the anointing. Yentu aso. Verse 7. Yekai verse 6 anako verse 7 hari. Ninkan brofono so. Moreover, I have appointed Oholiab, son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan, to help him. Also, I have given ability to all the skilled workers to make everything I have commanded you. Verse 7. Eshain tamadai apam adaka nempata egwa ni eshain entamadan no mu ashishade enkainu yina. The tent of meeting, the ark of the covenant law with the atonement cover on it, and all the other furnishings of the tent. Yanko. Upon no neso neema sikakoko kaniedia ne hon neema unwam afarimuka. Now think about all of these things. Nyamese womoye. Nyamese. Maybe someone is any many na. And I have inspired. Maybe be a wood and crophobia. they can design all of this. The table and its articles, the pure gold lampstand, and all its accessories, the altar of incense. Verse 9. Oshu afarimuka ne honiama nsankanson ne ininaswo, the altar of burnt offering, all of its utensils, the basin with its stand. Verse 10. Osofo Aaron ntadeɛ kronkron fɛfɛ no ne ne ma ntadeɛ bere a wɔsom sɛ ɔsɔfo no, and also the woven garment, both the sacred garment for Aaron the priest and the garment for his sons when they serve as priests. Can you imagine this? Every bit, every detail bia ye hima so dem ho no, or say I have given the skill to some people. They can design, they can work, they can craft. So let's end it at verse 11. Let me go back. Verse 11. Ne osra engo, even the anointing oil, ye ma obi engosra utumidiye. My goodness. Ne osra engo ne kron kron biya ho, edu wamano incense. SSL wofa ekwanya. Mechre wo no so na waye yenum nyina, and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense for the holy place, they are to make them just as I commanded you. Now so let's go back to the story. Nyame pese osane na obetena Israel. So what is it? The Shekinah glory of God. We are talking about the indwelling presence of God. Indwelling presence. They say, he wants to stay amongst us. So how can God stay amongst us? That presence, that physical, literal presence, indwelling presence. Say, the Shekinah glory. Because the Shekinah glory. So the Shekinah left man in the Garden of Eden. In fact, Yesu ba obai, and in Luke 19, is it Luke or Luke now? 19, I think 9. Echo the Mount of Transfiguration. Or Dane, and Unyama Shishan, and the Shekinah, Unyamian Unyama, and Nipa Etna. Hello? I want to live among you. Maybe said the Shekinah glory. I want the Shekinah glory to live amongst you. So prepare a place for me. Man baby, na menu nyamontinada. And okay, Moses said, the place I want to be, maybe said metina babya. Mumu and a metina. Eti yen to manai. Create a place for me. Make a place where my Shekinah glory will dwell. Ye babia, menu nyam beba betina. And the Bible say, ya na Moses appear na wakosha and to madabimu na okwa na munum kumbi esin to madano so. Now watch this. San to madain so, to me a son and sono, and then send ye messiah to madana fano, and then ya make catch Moses say, San to madain emu niyama. Whatever we need in the tent, I have given that ability to some people in your church. Now pay attention. God is not bringing anybody from anywhere to do the work. God is picking the members in Moses' church. He is not subletting the job to any outsider. That is how God was going to build a place for the Shekinah. I am going to anoint people in the church. And I will give them the knowledge, the ability, the insight to know what to do. Who told you the church has no man? One of the catches is any member. May you receive that grace. I'm anointing the church. Go back to the text. Nehemiah 1. Let me point to you the purpose of the anointing. Now, here, look at how God is anointing the members in the church for a purpose. Number one, then the Lord said to Moses, see, I have chosen Barzillai. Because I have chosen Barzillai. Now, anytime you hear the word chosen, so what is in Jamaica said? May ye, my pow. May ye, kasa may ye. Not kasa my pow. Kasa, I've chosen. When you hear I have chosen, it simply means that I prefer someone. That word chosen means called out. It's just like four of you come. Please stand here. Watch. Body, come on, body. Then I'm calling. Agalasi, come out. That's how that's what that word means. So chosen means that he is in the midst of a group. But a certain grace has come upon him. Ani and crophobina oho. Now so odumbia banaso. Eti yaponidi agalasi, come out. And he's called out. Now, anytime God calls somebody out, he doesn't call the person out in a vacuum. He calls the person out for a purpose. So, onyame fre obia, on friendly keke se wafre, wan bonidi keke, on bonidi agalasi, upye pa, bribida oso. Something is on your life. As you go back. Now, he is in a group of people. Uninclophone in a home. But the Lord says, Agalasi, no appear. Now appear, you know. And does it, my power, Basileo. Sound word, my power, no means I called him out. I called him out. Now, for your information, the church is called out. When I mean, I am sorrowing every year, say. We are suddenly every employee, we are called out. We are called from our families. We are called from our nations. We are called from our tribes. We are called from our land. We are called everywhere. We are freeing. We are powering. We are freeing. We are bringing you freeing. So everybody seated here, there's anointing upon your head. Please take your seat. I have chosen. No, go back, go back, go back. We are working. So take this off. Go back. My pound, Basileo. I have chosen. Now, 10 years. I have chosen. Check what is it. I have chosen. My pound, Basileo, Oye, Uri, Babarima. Now, Oye, Hue, Nena. A Ofri, Yuda, Ebusiemuno. Now, the second thing to note here is that the appointment or the call is specific. God knows who he's calling. When you mean the offering, it's a bonny day. Why shall I afrafra? Joseph, be real, ha. And you cast my friend Joseph, and say, what chassis? Who to Miria? No, what chassis? So he needs to be very specific. I have chosen Agalazi. What's your tribe? What's your tribe?
Bully.
What's the name of your family?
Agalasi's
family. Agalasi's family. From where?
From BC.
Are you the only person called Agalasi?
No, please.
So, what's the name of your father?
Azindek.
Are you seeing the difference? So, I've called Agalasi from where? Fumbisi, from the family of Agalasi. The father's name is Azindek. That is what he's telling here. So that you don't make a mistake. The anointing, the call is specific. And yet, obi potin, and your friend. Now, I know that before we end this program, God is calling somebody. When you meet Frobi, Messi, when you meet Frobi, Mante, Messi, when you meet Frobi, Messi, when you meet Frobi, Messi, when you meet Frobi, Kadaba, Hadaba, Hadaba, the papers.
Nidienti, Nisenti.
Why would God anoint someone?
Edentina, Eradi, Esro Bingo.
What is the reason? What is the mindset? So we understood the last time that God anoints for a particular purpose. For example, he anoints when he anoints for a purpose. And one of the purposes is to appoint. He's appointing someone. So we learn in 1 Samuel 10 verse 1 that when Samuel took the flask of oil,
Samuel
he poured on Saul's head. And then he said, has not the Lord anointed you ruler? So when he appoints, he anoints.
So
when he anoints, he has appointed. So one of the purposes of the anointing is to appoint for a purpose. So when he appoints, he gives an assignment. Anybody who feels that God has called or appointed you, you carry an anointing. I say you carry an anointing.
This
is when we read 1 Samuel 16:13. He says, so Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed
David
in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord, 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 the Spirit of the Lord came upon him powerfully. Now the question is, why didn't the Spirit of God come upon his brothers? But the Bible says when he poured the oil upon him, from that day, the Spirit of God, not the spirit of anybody, the Spirit of God came upon David, not Shammah, not Eliab, not Abinadab, not his father, not your brother, not your mother, not your sister, but came upon him, upon David. And I decree that something will come upon you. I said something will come upon you. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him from that day. The Spirit of God came upon the boy. Why didn't he come upon Eliab, one of his brothers? Shammah, one of his brothers, it never came on them because the anointing appoints. The anointing appoints. The anointing appoints. But one of the things about the anointing is this. The anointing doesn't look at your size, your height, your color, your intelligence. You see, when Samuel got to the place,
Samuel called Jesse Fieno.
He had a certain mindset. Because the kind of king Samuel had,
Saul, King Saul.
The Bible said was the tallest.
Bible said not Saul no.
In the whole of Israel. So if we are looking for somebody,
enti se ohwehwe obi obi foforo a.
Who is going to replace him?
Yeah, pe obi a obedi Saul ade a.
At least. We need somebody a bit taller than him.
I was saying no beer or what's in the kakra, what's in soul no kakra.
Somebody older than him.
Obia when you see so kakra.
Somebody maybe who is muscular than him.
Obia to say or yeah, Bema Gramosin or no kakra.
And especially when they were dealing with a champion by name Goliath.
Afin so brand to kwaba, ye pill beer.
So when Samuel got to the house of Jesse,
and Samuel called Jesse Fieno,
he asked Jesse, "Can you parade all your boys?"
Jesse said,
"And I believe that David's father said, one of my boys is going to be more than Saul."
Now, so for today, Jesse said.
So Eliab appeared.
Eliab appeared.
Then someone said, I see a king in this guy.
Because
you see, as far as a man is concerned, men will look at what pertains to the eye. When you look at me and my bow leg, they won't select me. But that is what God likes.
But I know sooner rather pay.
Menana church as a baby said.
So for knife a fair and one a rather pay. So for nine. And one a rather pay.
And one in Yamepe.
And one a rather pay.
So the guy look at Eliab and say, that's a guy.
It is someone who Eliab loses a brand here of attack.
Then the Lord says, shut up.
The Radical says, Kawanutum.
Shut up.
Kawanutum.
Shut up.
Kawanutum.
Shut up.
Kawanutum.
Heaven doesn't look at size. Heaven doesn't look at height. Heaven doesn't look at muscles. It doesn't look at education. It doesn't look at whether you are a professor, you are a PhD holder, you are masters or not. Heaven doesn't look at whether you are a chartered accountant. It doesn't look at whether you have won a wedding, Nadia, you are the man who is muscular. Heaven doesn't look at that. Heaven looks deep. Heaven looks deep. David is a small boy. But he saw a giant killer inside of the boy. I know you are seated here. You may not qualify. As pastor is qualified. You may not be a professor as I am. You may not teach at Legon campus as I teach. You may not have traveled the world as I have done. But you don't need that.
But
what you need is God's appointment. When God appoints you, the Lord will appoint you. And when He appoints you, it doesn't matter your education. I don't care whether you can speak English or not. I decree the anointing upon you. The anointing appoints. I said the anointing appoints. It's not based on merit. It's not based on merit.
You
know, a man went to the house to pray. When he got to the house, the Pharisee, he was telling God why he qualifies than the sinner in the corner. Then he told the Lord, I am not like that guy in the corner who is a sinner. But God didn't care. The Bible says God has chosen the foolish things of the world. God has chosen the weak things of the world. You can be weak. You can be vulnerable. You can have the worst thing in your life. But one of the things that God does is that He selects
He specializes in choosing people who don't qualify. In Judges chapter 6, a man by name Gideon was hiding in a cave. He was a fearful person. He was a man, afraid man. He was hiding in a cave. God is looking for a leader. And he wanted to have the man who is running away. When he saw Gideon, he said, "Thou man, thou mighty man of valor. How can a man who is afraid be called a mighty man of valor?" But because the anointing appoints. I said the anointing appoints. I said the anointing appoints. Listen, this year, the Lord will appoint you. Nobody can do anything. Nobody can do foco. I said the Lord will appoint you. When they say no, the Lord will say yes. Hold him. When they say no, the Lord will say yes. Whether they like it or not, the Lord will anoint you. When they say no, the Lord will say yes. I said the Lord will say yes. I said the Lord will say yes. I said the Lord will say yes. They will say no. They say you don't qualify. They say you haven't gone to school. You have no experience. You have no money. You don't have money. You don't have connection. Don't worry. The anointing appoints. Somebody receive it right now. I said, take it right now. The anointing appoints. Shout, yeah.
Yes.
The anointing appoints. I know that I am not qualified, man. No. I'm the least. I'm the least. That is exactly what Gideon told the angel. He said, I am the least. I am the least. You can be the least. But you have a divine appointment. I said you are the least. But you have a divine appointment. I said you are the least. I said you are the least. The anointing appoints. It doesn't look at qualification. So if we are looking for a giant so that the guy can go and kill a Goliath, we needed Saul. But God didn't allow that.
Yes, Lord.
Listen, this week, some of you are going to be appointed from your family. I'm telling you that the Lord is appointing you from your family. You are called from your family. I give you a prophecy. Between today and Sunday, in your vision, you will see the Lord holding your hands and taking you out. You will see an appointment. That is a divine call. He said, Moses, I have called Bezalel, son of Ira, father of Uel. He said, I have appointed. Nobody called. I called. That is why I thank God that no man called me. The Bible says in Hebrew 4, he said, nobody put this call upon himself. You are not called by a man. No man called you. You become born again because Jesus called you. Now receive an appointment.
She offered me.
Now, how many of you know that
When you get an appointment, you get an assignment. I want to see your hand. How many of you know that when you are appointed, you have an assignment?
Are you sure?
Now, when you are appointed, you are given assignment. Anybody who has received a letter of appointment, they have specified exactly what they are expecting of you. So your appointment is your assignment. When the Lord appoints, He assigns. So nobody is called in a vacuum. So if you don't know that you have an assignment, let me announce to you now that there is an assignment over your head. I said there is an assignment over your head. When the Lord appoints, the Lord anoints. When the Lord appoints, the Lord anoints. When the Lord appoints, the Lord assigns. When the Lord anoints, the Lord assigns. The Lord appoints, the Lord assigns.
Yeah, sir.
Mama, you are called.
Hallelujah.
You are appointed.
Hallelujah.
And you are anointed for it.
Hallelujah.
You are appointed and you are anointed for it.
Hallelujah.
You are appointed and you are anointed for it. Anytime there is an appointment, there is an assignment. So he told us in 1 Samuel 16:13, that David was anointed in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon
David.
Then we are told in 1 Samuel 10:1 that when Samuel took a flask of olive oil and poured on Saul's head and kissed him, saying, has not the Lord anointed you ruler over his inheritance? The anointing assigns. Receive your assignment. Receive your assignment. I say, receive your assignment. Number two, the purpose of the anointing is to empower you for your assignment. When a man is anointed, we are told that in 1 Samuel 16:13, when the Lord anointed
David,
the Spirit of God came powerfully upon him. Why? Why should the Spirit come upon him? Now, I'd like you to pay attention to the following text. In Judges 6:34, when the Lord appointed
Gideon
and gave him the power of leadership as a judge, and gave him the knowledge on how to organize the people to go to war.
No ma, Gideon, nyansa yedi wabu angrofo anu ni yedi onko akono.
The Bible says In the verse 34 of chapter 6 of Judges.
Bible can ewo itichemu eduasa nine eye atemfo homa tinsia no.
Then the spirit of the Lord came on Gideon.
Ose na erade honhom ba Gideon so.
And he blew a trumpet.
Na obotu trubento
the freedom. Summoning the Abiezrite to follow him.
The freedom. Merima a wofi Abiezai ebusuamu no. Bad
then the spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon and blew a trumpet summoning the Abiezrite to follow him. Verse 35. He sent messengers throughout
Manasseh
calling them to arms.
Asa, Sebulu, any Naphtali, Ninamu, Kofrewon, Asrafo.
Ay, ay, ay. And also unto Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, so that they too went up to meet them.
Now, won Nina Pineso.
Now, if you don't know, this guy was not a military guy.
Abranti Ekan was a no ne on your Srafo.
He didn't come from any powerful tribe.
1 feet.
So, blowing a trumpet will not mean anything.
Until you be an anchor offer to Trubent no bar, Obiamuano.
Nobody should listen to Gideon. But when the anointing comes upon you, anything you do receives an enablement and extra power. Are you following? In Judges chapter,
Bible says,
he crossed Gilead and Manasseh.
And a travel for Gilead and Manasseh.
Passed through Mizpah of Gilead.
And of Mizpah and Gilead also.
And from there he advanced against the Ammonites.
And if you know or they and what they had to say Ammonites.
Now, if you know Gideon,
so only Gideon now.
He was the son of a prostitute.
Now, Nabakwa said, Nima me aye Ojaman for
a giant remember. Bessima. So he doesn't qualify.
Enti oyobia on fata.
So when he grew,
enti onyino,
his brothers sacked him.
Ni nyanom pamono.
The anointing appoints.
Engosano epao.
I said the anointing appoints.
Me say engosano betimi epao.
You see, men can disappoint you.
Enipa betimi eduhamo.
But the anointing will appoint you.
Naso engosano bepao.
But the anointing created a space for the man.
They tell us, "And Musana will require my brandy."
Then years after, they went back for him.
Enti Musana enti infibia chino okoshere jefta.
The stone the builders rejected.
Ayaba, ebona abantufu atu atreno.
I said the stone the builders rejected.
Ebona abantufu atu atreno.
I said the stone the builders rejected.
Ebona abantufu atu atreno
has become the cornerstone.
Enu na abaya.
Chiasibo.
Thank you, sir.
Then they went for him. Now, when they went for him, the guy who is rejected is invited. Who rejected you? Who threw you away? Who disappointed you? Let me give you a word of prophecy. In 2024, anybody who rejected you is coming for you. Did you hear that? Whoever rejected you is coming for you. The anointing empowers whatever kicked you out is bringing you back. Sharia!
Hey!
Hey, are you here?
Hey,
I said, are you here?
Kadashada.
Piko
saba duapina. Radida do komana vai.
Aye. Hey, they rejected you.
I'm a poor one.
I said they rejected you.
Miss Amopo.
They will come back.
I'm a sabo.
I said they will come back.
I'm a baby.
I said they will come back.
I'm a baby.
That is why Joseph told the brothers.
And what did Joseph catch any of them say?
You meant it for evil.
Mudie, mo pen sen kamu di bedi boni.
But God.
Na so nakopon.
For good.
No peniye.
But God.
Onakopon.
For good.
Oniye de
ye. But God.
Onakopon.
For good.
God is seeing me.
Then he told them.
Eno catch them say.
Today.
Ene.
God.
Onakopon.
Has appointed me.
Wa pao me say.
A father to the Pharaoh.
Wa pao me say meye eja ama Pharaoh.
And the Lord over Egypt.
Na wayame o wayame wayame. Why am I or hini ama Egypt?
You sent me away.
Moto Michine.
But he brought me in go.
But offer me by.
Receive grace.
Ah, Jadum.
I say receive grace.
Receive Jadum.
I say receive grace.
And you made Jadum.
Hey, I say hey, receive Gatula. Grace.
And you made Jadum.
Hi.
My God.
So Gideon cannot move with his power.
And to Gideon, sir, too many and what they on to me and for and to an amount.
Look at the verse 30.
Verse
30, come on. He sent messengers throughout Manasseh, a son of a prostitute. No, not here. 11, we are in 11. Ah, why did you go back? Yeah. That's right. And Jephthah made a vow to the Lord.
Now, Jephthah said, Eradibo,
if you give me the Ammonite into my hands.
Now, okay, I said. Se woman me di amon for you.
Hey, the anointing empowers.
Yeah,
I said the anointing empowers.
And
I said the anointing empowers.
And to me.
May the Lord hand over every evil into your hands.
Oh, na me madia was said but no for not to him.
Now, let me teach you something in 2024.
Mamin chiro bibi 2024 afimo.
You see, when we come for normal presentation and talk.
Say ye ba say ye ye kasa ni ye church ni mu.
If you don't say amen, I don't care.
So one ka amen na en ha me.
Because I'm just presenting.
Didn't you say me kasa me church.
I want you to listen.
Me pese utie.
But when you come onto prophetic mountains like
this. Nemo se oba en come se butan so to say ha.
I don't want you to keep your mouth closed. I've been teaching you this for the past 4 years. When you come into a prayer meeting, release your tongue. Open your mouth. When I say amen, say amen.
Make amen, amen.
I say when I say amen, say amen.
Make amen, amen.
And you must be able to catch the things I say.
Now I was saying to me, every sort of man I make.
Because you see, it is not an ordinary atmosphere. The power of God can hit you. And a barrier can break in your life. Don't joke with atmosphere like this. So when I say amen, you must say a tenderous amen.
I was saying amen, Kasiapa.
Now say amen.
Amen.
You see, that's one thing I love about Nigerians.
I don't have a pet for Nigeria for.
When you hear about them saying amen.
So what is omo ka amen?
They say the amen with their feet.
Omo ka omo
their bones.
Omo ka omo de omo
their tummy.
Omo de omo yem
their heart.
Omo de makoma.
I say amen.
Amen. Avadu sahamenes.
Because you see, amen simply means.
Because amen, as the Chinese say,
let it be. And in an atmosphere like this, who doesn't want things to be? I say, who doesn't want things to be? Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Say
amen.
Amen. Say
amen. Holy. Yes, Lord.
The anointing empowers.
And was no emma to me.
Hey, 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 hey.
I am a
hey, 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 hey. Listen to Judges 14, 5, and 6.
At the former 80 do nine, 80 chemunsia.
Enumnisia,
sorry.
Samson went down to Timnah together with his father and mother.
Samson and our four record Timnah, no? Samson and our foray called Timnah.
As they approached the vineyards of Timnah, suddenly a young lion came roaring toward him.
Jatabi to say Samson so.
The spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him, so that he
torn the lion apart with his bare hands, as he might have torn a young goat.
Amunumuhara, Erade Humba, Neso, Wa Ahuadimu, Na Ode Ne Insa Hunu, Wai Jata, No Aboji. Or why to say near Oriwai Abreche Babi Aboji? Now so Wanka near Oye Antre now for
Afi
this year.
If anything rushes on you,
sebribi tusa oswa,
like a lion,
se jata.
I said like a lion,
se jata.
Hey, are you here?
Hey, cover the pasiha.
Listen, this year,
Safi,
people will kill lions.
Inkohome kumunyata. Abada bada bada halaba.
Hey,
elemanavai.
I said this year,
Afi,
you will kill a lion.
Ube kumunyata. Ube kumunyata.
There was an anointing upon David. That anointing kills bears and lions. It kills lions and bears. He says, when the bear and the lion come, I hold them and I tear. A small boy, 15 years, killing a lion. If there is nothing on him, what else? What else? He said,
and he will say, these lions, where do they come from?
This year,
Afi,
no witches should try anything.
No,
listen. Any evil person that will attempt anything this year, let me tell you, the anointing that is coming upon you is lion breaking anointing, bear breaking anointing. Hey. Owait said your ore why
he tore like he was telling.
Badisha, Mekasuda,
Osumi Confiba,
Velusha,
Renumi Kofala,
Kagadema,
Pene Mekobadu,
Iando,
Iondu di Gradimana, Opaya Gatsimono Folo.
We're
going to pray very
soon. Kase Owai.
Owai.
Kabio Kase Owai.
He tall.
Kabio Kase Owai.
He tall.
Then the man in Nipa Wai Jatabochi.
What causes man to be able to tear the jaws of
let
lions.
Me give you a word of prophecy. This is a year
fear, fear.
You will never fear anything that
happens. What we come for prayer,
this is a year
fear, fear.
You will never be afraid of anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah,
Ama.
Hey. Smith Wigglesworth.
Abranti be a friend of Smith Wigglesworth.
Was just sleeping.
Now, what da kakra?
Then he saw Satan enter the room.
And who said?
Enter the room.
Who said? Babe, bonsam be running them, sir.
And wanted to scare him.
And soon person, obonu.
So he said, hi.
Soon yes, start be training.
Now, if you were me and I,
you move your hand, cause I bring water, tietimu.
He said he tried to sleep.
Now Abakwa said, "Oh yes, oh me, oh danena."
Then Satan realized that the man is not minding him.
And Susun Finu who said, "Akwa na me pese me rinran no, rinran in rinran."
So he raised his bed
into opeja nempano. No, or the nempano or the nempano. Essence in rims.
And he went and put it at the other corner.
And opeja nempano, could see baby fufro.
When the guy got up, the bed was here. He said, "Ah, sweet." And he slept.
Abranti and sorry, and I'm pan with fear could see before no so I answer dead, no die.
Then he lifted from there.
And on sign page and pano.
Then he brought to put it somewhere.
Susun fini page and pano baby before.
You have to mind me.
And she said Susun fini better. I saw so boame, who's a mamba.
Then he woke up.
And now Smithy, sorry.
Then I said, why are you here?
And I said, I don't know.
You can have a seat.
I said, what about that, Snassy?
Good night.
Good night. Me dey mekoda.
Hey.
Hi.
The Bible says sleep is the bread for the saints.
Bible says en na papa eye
ne meduane.
Eye ne meduane.
So why should you be afraid?
It didn't say so slow.
Why should, I say this year.
Mrs. Safi,
may you tell lions.
Hey. I said,
may you tell lions. Do that. I said, may you tell lions. May you tell lions. I said, may you tell lions.
Hey.
Any lion that comes against you. Any lion that comes against you. The anointing empowers you. The anointing empowers you. So the Lord told
Moses.
I have given unto
Bezaleel.
The spirit of God.
Mama no onami honhom.
The spirit of wisdom.
Mama no onami su nyansa.
The spirit of knowledge.
Mama no
then the spirit of understanding. So who is an accountant here? Who is a lawyer here? Who is a medical doctor here?
Medical doctor
who is an administrator here?
Administrator
be
wahana.
He said, I have given. Not your teacher. Not your lecturer. I am a lecturer.
Me a
I taught some people here. But whatever I taught you has a limitation. Receive anointing.
Yes,
I say receive anointing. I say receive anointing. The anointing empowers.
Now
lift up your hands.
Oh, God,
I won't end up tonight. When I'll continue. Because I want us to pray. We are praying. Tomorrow I'll be doing impartation service. We'll be doing anointing service. I will touch every head in this room. Sunday will be anointing service too. Every head will come under oil.
Jesus.
Now open your mouth and tell the Lord, I receive my anointing.
Whatever anointing.
They say empire and konya.
You should break yokes.
I will break burdens by the anointing. I will break burdens by the anointing. I will break burdens by the anointing.